Good afternoon to you. Good evening to you. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Gamekulunkwanyo Galamangulukangino Meno. And yes, man, I have the privilege also today for me to be here. The main aim is to facilitate the conversation. Eagle FM was created as a platform for us to conversate, for us to talk and contribute to the discourse. The intention is to change how we do things. The intention is to improve how we do things. And, you know, as I learn, as I get to a certain point, as I make progress in terms of growing economically, in terms of, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, as I learn, as I get to a certain point and I get to understand a certain aspect of economic building and building the society that I aspire to have, one of the components that I have underestimated, maybe not underestimated, is because of the knowledge, is because of the understanding, is the fact that political will and economic will is a game changer. And I'm saying this, that the will to change, the will to engage, the will to fix, the will to get together, the will to conversate, honestly, is the game changer in Africa and in Namibia. Going forward, the ability to make a certain amendment and to make changes in our lives, and in terms of the conversation we make, and in terms of the intervention and the policies that we make, is the game changer. So the whole conversation should be, is the Namibian Parliament, is the Namibian National Council, are the Namibian policymakers, the Namibian regulatory bodies and the academic and the universities, do they have the will to contribute to economic progress? Do they have the will to change things? I'm now going to focus mostly on our political forefront. Does the political will exist? And I'm also inviting so many of you that have a better understanding of this particular matter actually to come in and come in a studio or call in one day and say, do we have the political will? I want you to have case studies. I want you to have observation that you have made. Does Namibia have the political and the economic will to change the circumstances of their people? And of course, the political will be driven by the understanding, by the economic information, by the research and by the monitoring and by the evaluation and the observations that are submitted that are available. Because you cannot have a political will if you have never lived, or you have never observed, or you have never been told, or the picture was never presented to you of what is going on the ground. Because I feel now we have two forces that are fighting. We have those that are representing the Western interest, that have been educated, that have been informed by the Western colleagues and their agenda. And we have the African context and the Namibian context and what is on the ground. Because we have different political colleagues, we have people that they came from the ground as unionists, as whoever. And we have the educated people who have been educated somewhere else, and the picture is never the same. And we have people who came from exile, they fought for independence and things like that. So now we are having a group of people in our parliament, in our national council. Colleagues, the political will to change, the political will to influence and to make things happen. Do we have such in ourselves? Oh man. Because I'm learning, there is nothing that goes, that get to be approved, if there's no political will. And the main reason my focus is on the political will is that if you listen to so many people who have traveled, if you listen to so many analysts, everybody saying China, everybody saying Taiwan, everybody saying Japan, look at what they have done. Everybody's saying Saudi Arabia. Everybody's saying what and what. Look at what they have done. And I keep asking myself that, are these people more creative than Africans? Are these people more smarter than African? Or what is making these people to do and to achieve
the progress that they have made in terms of innovation, in terms of manufacturing, in terms of building, and in terms of transforming the economy. What is that that the creator of heaven and earth and the ocean and the land has given them that is not given to Africa? What is that? Whoever created this ball of crust and ocean and everything, did they give, or was Asia or American or European people given more than the African people were given? And many of you are saying, oh my goodness, other countries are doing what? Other countries are doing what? But do we ever actually assess why those countries are moving the way that they are moving? What is that piece of the puzzle? What is that foundation? What is that drive that they have, which is enabling them to move the way that they are moving? What is that they have? And now as I read a bit, and as I unlearn some of my toxic trait, and as I unlearn some of the things that I'm supposed to know about the economy and the theories that we were taught, I'm now bumping into this thing more comfortably to say, the political will. The political will that our leaders have, that drive to achieve something for their people. But again, I know this drive is one of the most difficult things to have in a leader. Because what type of leader are you? Are you from exile? Are you educated in America? Are you a unionist? Are you just some famous guy, or a guy who can actually speak eloquently and have a confidence to stand in front of people? So the political will in this mixture of people will depend. What is taking you to that podium as a politician? What drove you there? What is your agenda? Like at the core, is it because you are driven because of the colonial masters who were here? Is it because of that anger that you have? But again, the question should be, that anger that you have, what are you driving it to achieve? What is that anger that you have that your forefathers and your grandmother and your field and everything was destroyed? Now, what do you have in you to use that anger for? And if you can actually determine and specify how a former exile will use his anger, anger toward economic development, and channel that anger to implement and to formulate and to amend laws and policies and come up with interventions, then there is a good anger. But if you got onto the podium because you are confident, then what is that which is going to drive your political will? And if you go to the podium because you're educated, because you know economics, and because you know statistics, or you know investment, I'm now wondering that you being on the podium because you've been educated on certain matters, I'm telling you, you might not drive anything. Because our technocrats are full of people that are educated. But how come we are unable to move the way South Africa is moving into agriculture? How come we are not moving like what China moving? And if these stories are true, guys, we have arrested an artist from Zambia. Kamai came to Namibia illegally. And this is where now I was so puzzled. What is the word, flabbergasted, something like that. The same people building a one-stop shop between Zambia and Namibia are the same people arresting an artist for illegal coming into Namibia. I was shocked entirely that these people are confused. And our leaders have no political will to step in to say, aren't we talking about mobility, free movement of people between African countries for the effective implementation of the FTA? Aren't we? And I expect Madame Ipumbu here to step in to say, no, this is what we want Africa to do. This is what I want our African people to do. Export and import the services. Because music has no border. I'm enjoying your maps like hell. I'm enjoying him. His music has already crossed the border to Namibia. I expected you, Madam Lucia Ipombo, to step in, to use your political will and educate your colleagues on the police side. Like, literally, for you to step up and just read even a speech about the FTA and the modality of implementing it. There is a political will for you as my lead to step in and facilitate economic integration in Africa. Why should we only give speeches in a comfortable situation, but we have no political audacity to stand up and correct the wrongs done by our other department? Is the political will. I'm learning these things because it's the most important thing that we do not have. I don't want to call it the courage. It's not the courage. This is the political will. This is what is driving you and is guided by the commonality of achieving some economic prosperity. And the funny thing is that most of our ministries and parliamentarians, they have visited the countries. They have seen infrastructures. They have seen the technology. They have seen how other countries are moving. And it puzzles me that they do not ask, how did you move to be able to guide the population of even 8 million? Because for us, we have only 3 million. What is that in your blood that make you do what you're doing? Because I want to take it home. And you can tell that you have no political will, because the most thing that you are driving in Namibia, in Africa, is foreign direct investment. Our whole agendas, leaders and people at the forefront of things is to serve people who are coming to take what we have. That is the only guts we have. But when it comes to that agenda and using it to put Africa at the forefront, we lose everything. We lose everything. We lose that courage. We lose. The political will hide, but we have the political will to lay a red carpet for somebody to come from somewhere, calling themselves as an investor, having 1 million, and we are like, yo, we do everything for them. So we might have the political will, but this political will is just not driven to the economic, to the agenda of driving an economy which is driven by Namibians. I do not know how this connection happened, but the little political will in our leaders does not subscribe to for it to be applied to Africans or to Namibians. So, beautiful people, let's have a very difficult conversation about why are things not moving. Because I see there is now a generational blaming. The young people are saying the old people are saying the young people. Then everybody's saying the Africans are not thinking, the Africans are not. I can tell you this. I'm starting to learn, because we have so many universities now training young people. We have so many universities, so many colleges and so many vocationals. It means the young people are capacitated. The young people are getting the skill set, I guess. Then how come the energy of the academic world and the education institutions is not being met by leadership at the highest level? How come you have so many educated people who are roaming around the street, but we cannot take a decisive approach of what to do? How come there is no energy, there is no confidence, there is no courage for us even to solve agricultural issues? Or even for us to say, no, we cannot keep giving money to a certain SOE. No, they are useless.
No, there is no such a political will. And this is only time I wish I understand the political dynamics, political science, to understand how leaders get to be so courageous, economically courageous, not people who make a decision without cost and benefit analysis or consulting assessment, and determine the feasibility and the commerciality of something or the social return of any project. No, not such leaders. Our leaders have no courage even to do a feasibility to see how something will work out. They will not go to such an extent just to do assessment that is it viable? Is it feasible, especially in the Namibian context, in the social context? Because our context is always that does it suit the Western agenda? Who is the political will to go to such an extent that if it benefits the Namibians, like literally being selfish, like what the economic is advocating for, Africa need to start being selfish. And until our leaders understand the selfishness needed for us to move, I don't think they will unlock their political will. That the political courage, which is guided by assessment and commercial assessment and proper feasibilities to determine how practical it is and how beneficial it is for Africa to stand up and to get the 90% of the benefit. That is a political courage. And once you have that, I think you will have the political will. Now we have leaders that they have audit report and assessment done on certain SOEs, on certain feasibility of things, and they can't even stand up and say anything. And this is when I tell, we have no political will. Because if you have a leader who is sitting on any report that they have assessed and determined the feasibility of any project, and they are not willing to stand up and say something, it means that they lack the political courage to move Namibia ahead. And that is a pity. Because if you are sitting on a report that says that is not feasible, or the social return for your people is not big enough, or that the project is beautiful, your people, and when I mean your people, I'm putting Namibian first. I'm putting Angolan first. I'm putting Botswana and Zimbabwean first. I'm not putting anybody above our continent. If anything says this is good for your people, then why are you not putting in the political will to make it happen? If opening an airport in Luderdo in Ketmansuo benefit your people, let the people be the first one, not the investor from somewhere else. Because I want us to be able to apply our political will and political courage to project that also benefit Namibian. So how come when a project is being funded by Namibian, your own people, your political will disappear? You are unavailable for consultation. So how come when a kid from Okonjatu wanted to present their project to you, your political will disappear? You have no time. You are doing something very important. But your political will appear all of a sudden when somebody from China comes as an investor. There is so many things and so many questions we should ask ourselves as we now strive to have different leaders, you know. And I think it's very difficult for us to tell that this person is going to have the political courage or the political will. And I'm correcting again. I don't want the political will guided by misinformation. No, I want a person with a political will, and they have researchers and they have devices on their side. I want the political will guided by good assessment of your people and of a project. That is the political will that I want. And that's why I'm so concerned of the political will among my leaders. Because we cannot even implement a certain project. We cannot even implement a directive that says, do not buy carrot anyway. If in your village there is a farmer producing carrot, buy them from there. But guess what? We cannot even implement it. And this directive has been agreed upon by everyone. But we can't implement it collectively.
And this is what puzzles me, that anything that benefits Namibians, my leaders disappear. It's like having a striker who disappear in big games. You have a directive that benefits your agricultural sector, but all of you, you are disappearing from implementing it. Where is the political will? Because these benefit your small-scale farmers. But guess what? You all disappear. You are there blaming a procurement law, a procurement act. And it's not only politicians. Even in principals, even leaders in SOEs, they are not implementing that directive. Even owners of catering companies that are Namibians, when they are telling that empower small-scale farmers, buy your fresh produce from them, buy your eggs from them, none of us has that will to implement such a type of directive that benefit Namibian people. And that's why I'm saying that our political will and the political courage, it disappear every time a project is good for Namibia. And it's worrisome. What did that? What type of mentality? What type of sickness do we have? Anything that has to do with Namibian people, our political will disappear. And this is where now I come up with a difficult question to say. When you go visit other countries and you see the progress that they have made, I want you to ask yourself this question. How did they do it? How did they move like that? How? Is it because they are more, for the Christian, they will say it's because God loved them. Is it like when you guys are reading the Bible and you keep saying the God of Israel, you know, it's like you're not created by God, you know. So you always attribute God to somebody else, you know. You are doing it the same thing now when it comes to economic prosperity. You expect the USA to lead. You expect the UK to lead. You expect Japan to lead. You expect China to lead. It's the same mentality that you have in the mining sector. The way what you did to the Bible when you are praying, our father Abraham, what do you mean your father Abraham, while your grandfather is Mkwanyoka Mkwanangobe, and you are saying your grandfather is Abraham? No. And that's why even in your mining sector, you move with the same mentality. You have no political courage or political will to say, we can do it. And do you know the most weird thing when it comes to the mining sector? I went there, I visited one of the biggest mines a week ago. One of the biggest mines. And when I look at the people in management, the people in the technical level, they are Namibians. They are Namibians. And this is where now I go back to that Halloween and say, no, yeah, mining is very expensive. And I look, the people in the technical stage are Namibians. You are almost there. All you need is just a political will to make sure you get the money and you get the machinery. It's just the money. Because the people in the technical departments are Namibians. We are almost there. The only missing thing in every sector in Namibia is just the political will. To say we will do it. We will find a way. To say advise me. To say DBN come on board. To say Bank of Namibia come on board. Let us sit and find a way to own a mine. Is the political will, is the political confidence in our leaders. Because these are the same people who pray, and they pray through Israel. They pray through certain people. Instead of saying, you were there for my ancestors, and I'm here. But they don't mention their ancestors and their grandmothers and their grandfather. It's the same thing now they are implementing at the economic forefront. They can't do it. They say, no, the investor should come. The investor should come. We can't. But you are funding UNAM every year. You are funding NAST everywhere. Where is your political courage? Because UNAM graduate and NAST graduate and IUM graduate and Velevicia graduate supposed to give you the courage to make the decision. You are saying we can do it because Velevicia and the Truth College are now universities. And they're going to produce people. So now you're supposed to have the political courage and the political will to say, we are reserving this sector because Namibian can do it. We have graduated 200 of them. You're supposed to have the political will and the political courage.
Because your education system is growing, right? You're funding it, right? The curriculum is good, right? You say, we are ready to compete with you, Japan. We are ready to compete with you in Tunisia. No more benchmarking all the time. So where is your political will? Beautiful people. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. And as I learn, I'm learning that the political will is very important. The political courage in the type of people we put at the forefront. Because if we can send these people to UK, to Japan and to China, and they do not come with Vuma to say we can do it, then I'm sorry, guys. Because when we, in our context, when we send leaders outside, do you know what they come back? They come back to say, we are going to give the tender away to Brazilian, we are going to give the tender away to Chinese because they are good. Instead of coming to say, okay, cool, we can do it. If they can do it, we can. When they go outside, they lose their confidence in their people. They lose the courage and the belief in their people. And that is where we lose everything. And I was even thinking someday to say, I don't want any of our ministers traveling around the world anymore. Because when they come back, they don't believe in us anymore. They will give tender left and right and all consultation gig to people to foreigners. Instead of coming back to say, how did they do it, move to wherever they are? Guys, nobody's going to build your country. No foreign is going to build your country than you. So start utilizing your political will and political courage to force and to enable certain projects to be implemented. Directives and policies to be implemented and to be effectively implemented so your people can strive. It's the political will, guys. So yeah, it's not a political attack. Please don't be short-minded and interpret things so shortly. I hope you have listened from the beginning. And as I said, it's not only the people that are in parliament or national council that lack the political will. Even our leaders at every level are lacking the political will to implement and to enforce any directive or policy that benefit Namibians. Even the head of certain institutions that are facilitating trade, their political will disappear every time something has to do with a Namibian company or a Namibian person. And in the Namibian case, according to my assessment, is that the political will is not the absence of the political will. It's even worse that whenever they apply the little political will, is when they are assisting foreign investors. That is even what make it even worse. It's only when a project is foreign investors. When we are changing a law, when we are coming up with a directive, when you are going to the media, only going there to defend foreign investors, or when we are challenged that we are corrupt. That is the only when we exercise our political will and political courage. That is when, look, you know, I'm going to say this, maybe the director of national planning will come for me. I have no problem. He can come and sit here and discipline me anyhow, professionally, on air. I don't see him standing up for anything. But if there is anything about foreign investment, or we are saying somebody is corrupt, or there is transparency, then he come out. Okay, Tata Kanjode, maybe I'm just not seeing so much that you are doing on the other side. Maybe I'm misinformed. But I demand as a person, as a young person, I also want to see your political will in implementing certain Namibian projects and being at the forefront of projects that have Namibians or directives that are benefiting Namibian at the core. And as I say, maybe I'm not so well informed about what you're doing, but when you come to the media, I also want you to be defending something Namibians.
It's just something that I've been following you, I follow. But every time you come out, amen, you just get Namibian angry. Maybe it's my bias assessment, but every time the director of national planning come out, guys, on the media, he is something that make Namibian people angry. So if there is somebody listening, maybe, I don't know, it just need to change, because it give a picture that your political will is not being applied to stand up for project and for directive that actually got Namibian at the forefront. So it's just maybe on my bias assessment, because I look up to you as a leader. I look up to National Planning as the biggest body in this country. I have so much respect for National Planning. But every time the director come out to the media and say something, it make Namibian people angry. So maybe just something to look at as a leader, and together with your people, whatever you say out there, it make me, if I have a project, not to go to National Planning. Like literally, I've concluded in my own weird bias assessment that if I have something, guys, I can't go to National Planning. Because every time the director come out, it seems like the director is, or these guys are not for me. And these are the things now where in my assessment and in my submission today, I say, the lack of political will among ourselves, just to be so frank and to be so courageous that we are standing up for you. At an economic front, it's lacking in many of us. Either when we are talking about Namibian taking over something, we will say in a diplomatic way, Namibian can also try, Namibian can get the jobs. There is no political courage or big statement that say Namibian can take over as managers, as technocrat of this project. There is no such energy among ourselves. And that's why I say we lack the political will. My leaders, you lack the political will. You see, when I listened to Namwata when the tender of something in Oshakat was given away, and I'm listening to these leaders talking, why Namibian can't get the tender, ne? And I just like, yo, guys, these people, we don't like each other. There is no political courage to say, if you Nam have water engineers, if Water Africa, if African Water Engineering has some people that can do this, why don't we gather our political will and assist them? No, I didn't hear that. It's just that now the tender was open for international bidding, and we followed the law. What? And I listen and I get like, where is the political courage, my guy? Where is the political courage and the political will to enable your upcoming engineers to build for themselves? Is we hide behind the laws to hide our political inferiority, our lack of political will. We hide behind that law. And it's a pity. That's why there's no economic progress being funded by a Namibian. Every bigger project, a Namibian is an employee. A Namibian is given direction. Then what do you think will build your country? Will you think your country is going to be built when the biggest projects are being funded by somebody else? Guys, do you know that the Nekatal Dam is a crack, like a crack, water is leaking there. And I was thinking someday to say, if we added the biggest contract I had somebody with a Namibian, maybe that the crack will not happen. Because now we have to fix that crack. Because the dam is losing water in terms of evaporation, and there's also that crack. So I just got to think to say, we needed to be at the forefront of certain bigger project about our country. So that even when the benefit or the returns or the dividend are being distributed, we know that who is dividing is one of us. It's one of us. So we need that political will to look at the things in such a hard way and enable ourselves to be at the forefront of things. So the political courage among my leaders, among my ministries, among my corporate leaders is very, very important. It's very, very important. And you as a leader, where is your political will?
Where is your political will? Where is your political courage at the economic front? And I'm sorry to say this, that your lack of political will and political courage when you come to your brothers and your sister project is why we are poor, is why the country is unequal, is why the economic growth does not truncate to or trickle to the rest of the population. Because you lack a political will to make sure that the project are implemented by your people, to make sure that you give your people a chance. You lack that. And that's why you listen to so many leaders. They just want to go benchmark. Wow, we are going for a benchmark. We have visited Rwanda. We have visited Wewe. It's a pity you are saying Rwanda is the fastest growing country. Now ask yourself, what is Kagame doing so differently? Kagame has literally told the rest of the world that go to hell. I will push my country in a direction that is beneficial for them. I will unleash the political will and the political courage to make certain things happen. Museveni is telling them the same thing. So it's up to you now as a leader of NAMWATA, as a leader of NSOE, as a leader of Namibia Airport Company, as a leader of anything. Where is your political will and your political courage to grow using your own people? Why can't we just trust them? If we are trusting the education system, why is your political will and your political courage disappear when a project is Namibian at the forefront? What is happening with us? And you expect us to grow? And you expect the inequality to go? It does not happen like that. You are a trade facilitator. You negotiate on behalf of Namibia. How come you are giving up so much? Where is the political will and the courage to stand up to say, we cannot allow such to happen? Beautiful people. We should have these conversations. We should have these conversations. Political will is come. Every leader is a politician. I'm starting to learn that. Because decisions are made in the political realms. As long as in that political realms of making decisions, you have advisors and technocrats that are advising you well in your company, it is all politics. It is all politics because it's the dialogue, it's the decision-making component. But if that in that decision-making, you have no political courage to push your own people to be at the forefront, especially those that are capable and willing to do bigger things, then there is something wrong with you. Then we do not want you as a leader. Many people are failing to understand why Namibian companies are not growing, why we are not scaling. Because there is a lack of political will and political courage to implement and to fast-track a project that will enable Namibian company to scale. The political will is for you to suspend all the beneficial ownership things, which we just pushed through last year and you already want to penalize people. It was the lack of political will for somebody to stand up to say, how come you just introduced beneficial ownership last year, and you already want to penalize people? What happened to that period of transition? What happened to that awareness creation and capacitating your people and your small companies to adhere? It's the lack of political will for people to stand up and say, World Bank, say IMF, go to hell, gray list us if you have to, but we are not going to penalize or implement such a very expensive and costly approach in 2 years without telling our people, without giving them a transition period. Now somebody has awakened and there's some political will and political courage that came out. Now the beneficial ownership is suspended. Why? It was not suspended earlier. Because there is somebody who lacked the political courage to use the feasibility and the effectiveness to say this thing cannot be implemented in a year when our people are even coming from COVID. When our people are coming from the lowest economic growth, and now you want to punish them like this, let's give them 3 years. But because people are rushing to look good to the Western world, they wanted to penalize their small entrepreneurs. Now I have to fill in 200 forms of beneficial ownership. Now I have to pay somebody. It's because we lack a political courage to assess that, will my people be capable to move this faster?
understanding your people and at what ground, at what level they are. Then you take the political bullet to say, we can't. You tell me, Kachuongo and Biba, to say, we can't. FIC, we cannot implement beneficial ownership now. We can't. Our people are not going to afford it. But because we lack the political courage, that Tshemi pushed through all these 13 laws. And they expect entrepreneurs to jump while they didn't do anything for entrepreneurs. We have the political courage to push for regulatory amendments, but we have no political will to push for directives that support our entrepreneurs. You see how our political will and political courage always disappear. That the Tshemi was able to move faster because we are being graylisted and FIC together. They were willing to work together so fast. But where are they now to work together to assist entrepreneurs? Where is the Minister of Finance when we need them to implement the directive about procuring local? Where are they? Where are they? They disappear. But they were willing to work out to implement all regulatory and restrictive laws on their entrepreneurs. But right now, they cannot work together to solve the procurement mess. Where's the political courage, that Tshemi? You had it when you were being graylisted by some Western people. But now your entrepreneurs and your people need you in this procurement law. Why are you disappearing? Why is your political courage disappearing? And that is my case study when I'm talking about political will and political courage. That it disappears when it has to do with Namibian benefit. And it happened when the world, when the Western world, say, hey, you are doing something wrong, implement this. Then we are all up in arms to suit their agenda. Beautiful people. It's the political courage. And I'm not attacking people personally. I'm attacking them institutions. Minister of Finance, FIC. They worked together to implement those laws. But where are they now to work together to implement the directives that benefit Namibian enterprises? We have been asking NAMFISA to increase the threshold for the unlisted space. And NAMFISA fall under the Minister of Finance. Where is it? Where are they now? What is being done? Nothing. Where is the political will, Tshemi? You know we need the capital, right? We need the capital to come back home. Where is the political will? Beautiful people. It's the courage, man. It's the courage. It's the political courage that make things move. And until we understand that, beautiful people, beautiful people, beautiful people. I'm sorry, I have to go mute and just to go silent, because there is so many scenarios where the political will and the political courage among our leaders, not only politicians, just leaders at the SOE level and the corporate side, they disappear whenever there's a need to stand up for Namibians. At the economic front. And will we move forward without the political will and the political courage? Will we? Will we move forward without that political courage and the will to implement, especially in the economic front? We need you to exercise your political muscles to implement effectively the policy and the directive that benefit Namibians. That is all I'm asking you. Because if we are to achieve the economic emancipation and economic freedom and an inclusive economy and solve inequality, is the political will which is going to be the factor. I didn't learn this. And that's why many of us ignore politicians. We say we are not going to vote. I have realized, even in the corporate, in the company, where we are, wherever we are, if we do not participate in decision making, if we do not participate to make our voice and to stand up for each other as a country, I don't think things are going to move, because the collective effort of ours is what awakens the political will and the political courage of those at the forefront of economic building. That is something that we need to do as a country and as individual. That is something that we need to do as a country, as individual, to push those at the forefront to realize our potential. so they can exercise their political will and their political courage and create an environment that will enable us to work or at the forefront of economic building. Beautiful people. Good afternoon and good evening. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Kamekul Nkwanyoka. I mostly come here every day to give my suggestions and to put through my proposals and assessment of where we're going. I'm including myself in many of our failures. I'm part of the failure and I'm part of the struggling system and I'm part of those that are willing to learn and willing to do better. So these are my hypothesis and my suggestion and my views and my observations. So they can be corrected, they can be amended, they can be discarded, they can be disagreed upon. It's okay. What is important is that, are we thinking differently? Are we willing to do it differently? Are we willing to move away from the old approach? That's what matters. So thank you for choosing us. If you're listening to us via the website, if you're listening to us via the app, and you are participating, you are giving your views and you are reading The Village, because The Village give you economic news, economic update and policy update wherever you are, so that as an entrepreneur, as a consumer, you are well informed about economic matters and you do what is right with your income, with your investment, everything else. You be a rational economic agent. So we are facilitating conversation about economic matters, about the policies, and about leadership. Yes, we are not well informed in terms of leadership. We are not a political analyst. We're just talking or giving or stepping in using the angle of economic building, that one of the biggest component, the biggest brick and the foundation and the mixer is the political will. There is no economic progress or economic restructuring when the political will is missing. So it means that the Bank of Namibia leader have to have the political will to move things. Otherwise, export basket would stay the same with diamond and uranium and copper. It will take a political will for you to say, can we avail land to all those that are adding value, to those that are producing this? It will take a political will. I'm learning that. I'm starting to understand that. That if the governor or if the council of a certain constituency does not give land, does not push to reduce the tariffs, does not be deliberate, then we're going to have a problem. There won't be any progress in economic building. Beautiful people. So we have to be at such a stage to understand what needs to be done and what ourselves or what our country need. That it's not that we are not innovative or we are not educated. It's that the people who are responsible for creating that environment for the educated and the innovators to do their things are the ones who lack the courage to create it. And until we unlock and we push them to create such an environment, we do not have to use violence, no. Perhaps some of them, they do not know that is the political will needed. That's why you hear some of them saying the resources are not yours. It shows you there is lack of political will and political courage for them to change anything. Perhaps we just need to show them that we are capable. The universities are there already teaching the kids. So when we are approaching you, we just need you to create the conducive environment for us to work. It's the political courage and the political will among our leaders, which is going to be a determining factor in our progress. And we need to let them know about that. So beautiful people. Thank you so much for choosing us again. You can listen to us via the website all over the country. You can download the app. You can switch on the radio, man, and participate in a conversation, learn, unlearn, and get economically angry because we are saying things that do not align with you. But what is important is that can you come up with something better? That is all we want. That is all what we are trying to force ourselves to do. Unlearn the toxic economic knowledge, unlearn the toxic history about yourself, and let us do better. And with that, colleagues, Eagle FM is going out there trying to create awareness for people to participate in the voters registration. You cannot demand the political will and political courage from the people that you do not vote for, you do not even participate in voting for. So let us go and register to vote,
so that we have this courage to come in Eagle FM and demand for political will and political courage for changing the system and the policies. If you don't participate in the registration and in the voting process, you lose there any platform for you to nag, for you to complain. So with that, guys, let us go register to vote, and let us continue the conversation about economic building and demand political courage and political will from our leaders. With that, thank you so much, and Tate Naluvanda and Uncle Fly will continue the conversation. The conversation, build the society. Do not keep wishing about the society that you want or aspire. Contribute, man. Have a conversation. Let us continue that conversation. Tate Naluvanda and Uncle Fly, please take over the side and have a good night.